Sometimes a business begins without you realizing you were beginning a business. That is perhaps the case for Dave Gall. What began about 50 years ago is something that today makes him one of the premier builders and suppliers of this. His story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
As Dave Dahl explains, it was a career that began without him probably giving it much thought at the time.
I decided to make a saddle for one of my younger brothers, and I bought a tree and a side of leather and didn't know anything about it, but I ran into Dick Jones, a rodeo cowboy, and he said he'd made a saddle or two, and so we went down his basement in Fort Pierre and we made the first saddle.
The project went well, and Dave purchased an old drugstore in Fort Pierre in 1974. And the Diamond D Saddle Shop was born.
Just make your saddles. You know, it's not something you pick up real fast, but it's if you repair stuff pretty soon, you learn along the way. And I started buying a tree here and there and covering them and experimenting to get the right style. And it took a few years.
Dave made stock saddles, the ones most of us think of as a regular riding saddle. But he soon became known for those used in saddle bronc competitions.
Well, I just decided I wanted to be a top saddle bronc saddle maker. And at the time I started, there was probably 10 or 12 other saddle companies making bronc saddles. And now we're down to probably 4 or 5. You know, so it took a long time to weed out the older companies. And I kept perfecting my style of my trees. So now I have a very popular style tree. And if they like the style of your tree, they buy your saddle.
Dave's work continued to get noticed, and with about 50 years in the business, his saddles are widely known today.
Now I have one of the top saddles, and I send saddles to Australia and Canada, and so it's very busy.
I'll have more with the premier saddle maker, Dave Dahl, next time as we travel the countryside in Fort Pierre, South Dakota. I'm Andrew McCrae.